This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a New Orleans photographer describes how the recent flood has affected him. But first, Germany will hold national elections soon, and competing parties are trying to show how family-friendly they are. The ruling Social Democrats have offered parents cash incentives and tax breaks, but many working women say they really need full-time daycare centers and all-day kindergartens. Those are hard to find, though. NPR's Rachel Martin visited Lahr. It's a town in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, and that's trying to change that.
While the bulk of Germany suffers from a severely declining population, there's a virtual baby boom in Lahr. The birth rate here is nearly 50% above the national average. Until a few years ago, Lahr was like other towns in West Germany, where schools close at noon and daycares are virtually non-existent. Hans-Jürger Schimke is the mayor of Lahr. This former professor-turned-small-town mayor has made a national name for himself by trying to change perceptions about childcare.
Many peoples in many towns think that if the parents work not, it's a private problem. And so to understand that it's a public problem, a public task to do that, to support the parents, that's not usual.
Schimke says about 3 years ago, the community came together and pushed the state to fund more full-time childcare options. Now, in this town of 6,500 people, there are 6 all-day kindergartens and a 400-student elementary school with an after-school program. It's lunchtime at the Lahr Elementary School, and about 20 kids are finishing up bowls of cherry pudding for dessert before starting their after-school programs. 2 years ago, these children would have gone home for lunch at noon, making it impossible for mothers to hold down a job. Inga Bila is the founder of the after-school programs in Lahr, programs she says have been crucial for mothers who don't want to have to choose between having a job and having children.
We have mothers that come during the school year and say, I found a job and I can go to work now because my child can go to daycare from now on. That was before, for many mothers, not possible at all.
The new all-day schools have made a real difference for families in Lahr, like that of Christian Wust and his wife, Anna Altena. Wust, who works for an insulation company, picks up his 9-year-old daughter from school while his wife works late. He and Altena spearheaded the effort to get a full-time school in Lahr, something he said was crucial for his family.
On the one hand, financially, and on the other hand, it's necessary because my wife wants to work and not be a housewife.
His wife, Anna Altena, works as a secretary for a technology company outside Lahr. She says there's still a real divide between West and East Germany when it comes to working mothers.
Daycare was readily available in the former DDR, but not here, because the idea was in West Germany that it was the parents' duty to take care of the children. I think that it is actually a very slow development that cannot be pushed through quickly.
According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Germany spends 3% of its GDP to encourage and support families. But the bulk of this comes in the form of cash payments to parents to offset the cost of raising a child. Critics say this does little to encourage Germany's career-minded women to have children. Kirsten Klopp-Kaw is the founder of the Berlin chapter of Working Mothers, a national association that lobbies for better infrastructure for mothers who want a family and a career.
They often really have this impression, like, decide between career and children. So a lot of these well-educated women, they really don't care about 50 euros more per month. I mean, what is important for them is to work. So for them, it doesn't really help to have the financial reliefs. It's the service. It's the infrastructure.
Compared to other Western European countries, Germany ranks close to the bottom when it comes to providing services like all-day kindergarten and daycare facilities, according to the OECD. But Mayor Hans-Jürger Schimke of Lahr says there are signs that may be changing as federal, state, and local leaders realize that if you help women balance work and family, he says they will often choose to have more children.
The colleagues in the region, they speak in another way about this problem. Earlier they laughed about Lahr, that you with your children, but now there's a changement and they take it serious.
Several other towns near Lahr opened their own full-time kindergartens this year, and the state government of North Rhine-Westphalia has set a goal to implement full-day programming at 30% of all schools in the state by 2007. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.